Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Well, in case you missed me last week, I did not have any internet connection. I was out for 7 days, but I'm back. So I just want to check in with you and see if y'all had a very Merry Christmas and if you're getting ready for a happy, healthy, and amazing new year. I want to share with you why my Christmas was so very special this year. And it's not presents, physical, tangible presents. It's something much more valuable. A dear friend of mine was rushed to the ER on Sunday morning. Her husband took her there when she told him she was not feeling good, and he saw that she was really not feeling good. So at the ER, she had some tests run, and the results were her hemoglobin was at 50%, 7 instead of 14. She had blood clots in her lungs and legs. Well, the doctors, not wanting to lose a patient at Christmas time, were really on their toes, and they decided to airlift her to a bigger hospital with more technology and staff to make sure she would not have a stroke, a heart attack, or die. Today, I can say mission accomplished. She was able to go home yesterday and be with her husband again and feeling better. I will check in with her today and see how she's doing or if she needs anything. But just the mere fact that she made it through this difficult time was definitely a huge Christmas present to me. Sometimes we take things for granted that are not meant to be. Had she not communicated with her husband and told him she felt lousy, had he not taken the time to drive her to the ER immediately, had the doctors not done their job, we might have to attend a funeral instead of celebrating our friend being alive. Being aware, alert, cognizant to ourselves and our surroundings is so important. By the way, I can rephrase all this instead of had not. What if she did not communicate? What if her husband did not know that she was not feeling good and take her to the hospital? What if the ER doctors didn't act and react quickly and cautiously in her favor? What if, and so on. And so I just go, I am so thankful. I am so blessed that all turned out well. I'm stressing this in hopes to help you create a happy, healthy, and amazing new year. Start today. We still have 4 days this year to get a head start for 2018. Health is the full circle of body, mind, and finances. When we are in balance, we are healthy. So, who is with me and will do, give, and be their best to have an amazing 2018? If you need help, support, someone to journey with, let me know. That's what I'm here for. I came across a few fun things today, actually, that I want to share with you. And one of them is from Reader's Digest, and the title is 15 New Year's Resolutions That Are Impossible to Stick to. Ditch these pie-in-the-sky promises for a better, healthier year to come. Find out more. So we usually have resolutions, and they're usually kind of not very specific, not very down to earth, kind of like over the top things. And so by reading that of the 45% of Americans who make New Year's resolutions, only 8% see them through probably kiss there more like dreams than goals. Ditch these pie in the sky promises for a better, healthy year to come. So it's just kind of interesting. Yeah, they mention, I'm not going to read everything because that would be too boring. I just want to create your awareness and for you to go check it out. It's in Reader's Digest. I think it was just in the newest one. And it says 14 New Year's resolutions for your happiest year yet. And I see if I can get those. Let's see where it starts. So one of them is, don't do things that don't really help you with anything. Be very specific. Like if you, for example, if you want to make a certain amount of money because you want to go on a vacation with your family or by yourself or whatever, or go visit someone, say to yourself, by such and such a date, be very specific, you want to have made so much money so you can afford the trip. If you know that you have gained some weight over the holidays and you need to go back, say, by whatever date, depending on how many pounds you have, be realistic. For example, my program says that you can easily lose 20 pounds in 12 weeks. Sometimes much faster, depending on what's happening. And sometimes it does take the 12 weeks. So just knowing that for a fact as a health coach, I want to make sure you are realistic. So if you gained 15 pounds, okay, give yourself 12 weeks or 4 months. Give yourself 3 to 4 months. Be safe. Give yourself probably 4 months so you can go slow and steady to keep it off and to learn how to transform your habits of disease to habits of health and go from there. So if that's the case, January, February, March, April. So by April 15th or by April 30th, I want to have released 15 to 20 pounds and then follow up and follow through. And as I said, if you need help, I'm here to journey with you, to help you, to support you, to give you advice. That's my job. And if you want something else, well, that's fine too. Make sure you do tangible goals, not just dreams. Sometimes you need to dream to have good goals, but be very specific so you can actually reach what you want to do. This is so important, because otherwise you can't really achieve it. So you want to have some resolutions that are actually just 10 resolutions for happier weekends with your family. Let's see what it says there. Delegate those time wasters. Ooh, here we go. Yay. Okay. So for parties and stuff, make sure you delegate to make sure you have enough time to get things done. This tablet is super duper slow, so I can't really go for everything too well. But anyways, what I want to say is make sure you think about it clearly. You know exactly where you want to go, how you want to get there. If you need help, reach out. Do research on a computer or depending on what it is, if it has to do with anything health related. If you don't want to go to the doctor, you can ask me. However, I am not a doctor. I told you, I'm a certified health and wellness coach. I was a nurse and a fitness trainer. So I have quite a bit of information, though I do not do any diagnosing prescriptions. I want to stress that up front and put the disclaimer on it. I'm here to support, to suggest, to create awareness, and maybe to make suggestions on what you can talk to your doctor about. And if it's something that's easy, I definitely can help and I will help. So what are some of your goals for 2018? I know for me, wow, that's just on top of my head. I know I want to finish my Unit 1 so I can rent it out up here in the mountains because it's a gorgeous place and it will look really nice when it's done and it will be easier and more beautiful than it was before. So that's a good thing. I definitely want to keep my weight off that I've been keeping off now for 8-9 months. And I'm feeling so much happier and healthier. Actually, even I have been able to gain a couple of pounds over the holidays. As of January 1st, I'm going to go back and revisit my habits of disease to change them into my habits of health again, to be strong. So I can go down those few pounds. It's not many, but every pound counts because I really want to be healthy. I remember that my doctor once said, every inch you can pinch on your tummy is a year closer to a heart attack or a stroke. Well, no, thank you. I don't want to go there. I feel still way too young, even though I'm going to be hitting my 65 in February. And I sure don't look like it, and I don't feel like it, because I am taking care of myself and I'm happy and healthy. So I wish the same for you. If you have any plans of things that you want to do regarding your job, or you need an extra position for extra income or something, and you just have limited hours, but you could do something, would you be willing, would you be happy to get healthy yourself, or if you are, to help others getting healthy? I can train you. We have wonderful programs for that. And then you can start making some money also by coaching people and helping them to get healthy, especially if you have loved ones in your family, in your friend circle, or wherever, you know, employees or coworkers or whatever, who you realize are tired all the time and they need a little boost of energy, you can help them and I can teach you how. So think about it. It's not something that you have to do, but if you choose to spend a few hours a week to help someone, I think it might be worth it for you to try and give it a shot and see if that's exactly what you want and if that makes you happier or not. What I've noticed is the more I teach, the more I help others, the happier I am. And if you ask why, that's a good question. The only answer I can give you for that is when you teach, you make sure you actually set a precedence. You set a great example so others can look at you and say, that person is doing what he or she is saying. Therefore, it must be true. It must work. It's not that you come across as a hypocrite, but as a real person who's transparent and authentic and does, gives, and is his or her best. And that's one thing that we definitely want to do. So I have told you a few little things. There are also some wonderful poems. Let me see if I can access them. Because, as I said, my tablet is acting a little bit weird right now. So I want to make sure that I can get you those poems so I can read you some. So let it just upload. Oh, yeah. All right. I did not put that link on it, but it is one where I went on Google and I put in poems for New Year. And there were so many that came up. And there is one here that I really just like. And it says, Happy New Year. If I didn't bring you joy, just leave it behind. Let's ring in the new year with good things in mind. Let every bad memory that brought headache, heartache, and pain, and let's turn to a new leaf with the smell of new rain. Let's forget past mistakes, making amends for this year, sending you those greetings to bring you hope and cheer. Happy New Year. And there's a whole slew of tags that you can actually click on and get different poems from. Another one, let me see if I change glasses, if I can see that better, because I can't make it larger right now. So these are all little things that we get to deal with. And it's actually wonderful that we have so many options to make life better. Okay, here is one. Enough happiness to keep you happy. During the year, may you have enough happiness to keep you sweet. Enough trials to keep you strong. Enough sorrow to keep you human. Enough hope to keep you happy. Enough failure to keep you humble. Enough success to keep you eager. Enough friends to give you comfort. Enough wealth to keep. Enough wealth to meet your needs. Enough enthusiasm to make you look forward to tomorrow. Enough determination to make each day better than the day before. Happy New Year. And there are so many on that particular link. And as I said, that's one that I could not put in. I did put in one as a free gift with family, friends, poems that you can look at. And as I said, just go to Google and put in New Year poems. And it is really a wonderful one here that I just found. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, it's called New Year Poems. Oh, man, there's so much there. Okay, but you will find it. It's above the family friend poems that I put in. And there are so, oh, okay. So this is really amazing. Oh, there is one. New Year's Resolution by Iram Khan. Just think of things you can do to make yourself better before the year is through. Resolutions can be tough or simple as can be. Making resolutions are great for you and me. So what will you promise to help yourself, my dear? Through 2018, have a happy new year. Actually, there's a 13 there, but we're going to go into 2018. So let's make that the best year ever. So I think I kind of mentioned enough things for you to ponder, to think about, to realize, and to work with and for and towards, that you can have the most wonderful year ahead of you. It's not all about one thing or another. It's about complete full circle health with body, mind, and finances. And really make the best out of it. You are a precious gift. And it's up to you to make the best out of it. So, I don't know. I just really hope that this little share that I had with my friend who ended up in the ER and was airlifted to another hospital and survived and is home now and doing well is enough encouragement for you to take care of yourself. Not to be fanatical, not to be fearful, but to be cognizant, aware, and pay attention to what's happening in your life, with your body, with your mind, and get it all to the healthiest stage possible so you can actually live a wonderful life. And I'm not talking about just Jimmy Stewart. It's a wonderful life. I'm talking about you personally. A wonderful life, a healthy life, a happy life in 2018. This is my wish for you and for me and for all of us. And please contact me if you have any questions, suggestions, or if you want me to journey with you, you can go through my website, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. I did not have space to put that in. You can email me at dythompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, at gmail.com. Or you can send me a text or leave me a voicemail at 562-335-4956. And as long as you leave a detailed message with return phone number, I will definitely return your call within 24 to 48 hours. So this is it for today. I'm going to cut it a little bit short because I think I said everything I needed to say. And I wish all of you a most wonderful start in New Year 2018 in 4 days. And again, if you want to get a head start and you need help, contact me. I'm here for you and with you. And I love you all. Take care. Be blessed. And I'll talk to you in the new year again. Bye for now.